When I was 19, I worked as an Uber driver. I hadn't figured out quite what I wanted to do with my life yet, so I hadn't started college or anything. I was just doing Uber to pay my bills until I could figure it all out. This night, I was driving from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. Or that's what I was planning to do. Most other drivers weren't working around those times, and I was always more of a night person, so this was just when I liked to work. Around 11, I picked up a lady from a bar and drove 35 minutes away to drop her off at home. It was pretty much at the edge of the city, in a much more secluded and quiet area. After that, another pickup request came through from somewhere 10 minutes away. I was reluctant to accept it, because the drop-off location wasn't back toward the city, but instead further out. I still ended up accepting it, and just hoped that the next person would be going towards the city, where there would likely be more work. I pulled onto the road and started driving to the pickup spot. The road to get there was through a bunch of farmland and not much else. It was pretty empty of any other cars, too. Once I got to the last turn, it was down a thin dirt road going between a field of tall grass or wheat. At the end, I could see a farmhouse on top of a small hill. That was the location that the app said they were at. I pulled up and parked in the open grass just in front of the house. The lights were off and nobody was outside. After a few seconds, I lightly honked to let them know I was here. I had my windows rolled down, and the crops blowing around in the wind was really loud. I only say that because a sudden tap on the passenger door startled me. I hadn't thought to look back at the road I just came from, because I obviously assumed he would be coming from the house. The man leaned his head through the open window and looked at me. There was a strange moment as he held a straight face and said nothing before I spoke, asking if he was the one who ordered the Uber. His eyes moved to the back seat, looking around before he nodded and looked back at me.
"Can you help me carry something out to the car?"
Technically being at work, my reactive answer was sure, and assuming it was just some luggage or something. But I quickly regret answering without thinking about it. He began walking toward the house, so I got out of the car and followed loosely behind him. Once he got up to the porch, he opened the door and somewhat rushed inside without even looking back at me. As I matched his pace and got onto the porch, the wide open door showed an empty hallway with still no lights turned on, and the man was nowhere to be seen. I couldn't even hear any footsteps of him walking around. Standing there, an eerie feeling loomed over me.
"Sir?"
I called out. The house remained quiet, with no response or movement from inside. Past the doorway, it quickly fell to nearly pitch black, and with it being eerily quiet, there was no way I was going in there. I turned and ran back to my car, then drove back through the field and down to the main road, canceling the Uber. My biggest regret from that night was not saying anything. I thought since nothing happened, I had no good reason to notify the police. But every time I think back on it, there seems to be less of a chance that it wasn't something horrible. I even looked up some information on the farmhouse about a month after this happened, and all I could find was that it was last sold in the 1960s, so the man I saw almost definitely wasn't the owner. He probably didn't even live there. What was waiting for me inside that house, had I followed him in, is something I'll never know for sure. I'm a groundskeeper at the cemetery in our town. Despite popular belief, the job usually isn't that creepy. The only thing I find unsettling about the place is the couple of bells that are still left by some of the gravestones that have been there for almost 2 centuries. Most nights, though, nothing at all happens, and I just go about my routine work. Sometimes a group of kids will show up, but as soon as they see me, they always run off. Since our town is relatively small, this is the only cemetery within several miles, so the graveyard is actually pretty big so that I can fit all the stones. This was on a Thursday, in the middle of summer. I'd shown up at 10 p.m., like usual, and went into the small brick building that we called the outpost. It was a single room with some security screens and general maintenance tools, as well as a small bathroom. To start the night, I grabbed the keys and walked down to the main entrance gate and locked it up. While I was there, I noticed a man walking in the grass on the other side of the gate. He wore a black hoodie and was sort of walking along the fence, only a few feet from where I was. I waited for a minute and watched him walk past the gate and continue along the fence. But seeing him do nothing else, I went back to the outpost. I put the keys back on the wall and stayed inside for a half hour while I looked over some things that the day workers had left me. Then at about 11, I grabbed the key to the runner and went out to get it from the shed. It was just a small ATV with a basket on the back for us to use when doing yard work. I pulled it out and started making my rounds to each gravestone, making sure there were no damages and picking up any flowers or other things left behind. We do this every Thursday, since most funerals are over the weekend, so that people have time to collect their items if they want to, but most people just leave them. Anyway, I drove around and collected some of the flowers, putting them in the back of the runner, when I saw a figure on the other side of the yard. Immediately, I looked around for any more people, trying to see if it was a group, but it was just the one guy. I started driving toward them, but even with the sound of the ATV, which was pretty loud, the guy didn't look at me. He stared ahead as he just kept walking through the yard. Thinking this guy was maybe in distress from a recent loss, I pulled up right next to him and tried to be polite at first.
"I'm sorry, sir, but the yard is closed until tomorrow morning. I can give you a ride out."
He continued walking, not even looking at me. I pulled up beside him again, and this time didn't go as easy on him.
"You have to leave now, or the cops will have to get involved for trespassing."
He finally stopped and looked at me. His eyes were red and wide open, and he was smiling. It was like a sad smile. I don't know, but it creeped me out. There was a couple seconds where neither of us said anything before the guy lunged at me. He hit the side of the runner, and I was able to speed off before he grabbed me. I quickly turned around and headed straight for the outpost, calling 911 on my radio as I did. I parked the ATV outside and went into the security room, continuing to inform the police on the situation. The department is only a couple minutes away, so I holed up in the outpost and started looking through the security cameras to get any info on where the guy went. Before I could even find him on the screen, though, loud banging shook the door behind me. He continuously hit the door like his life depended on it, enough to start shaking the floor and walls of the small building. There was nothing to defend myself with, so I just watched the door violently shake and hoped it wouldn't give in. I quickly checked with the dispatcher, and they told me to hold out just a bit longer, as the officers were only a minute away. Then, maybe 10 seconds later, the banging stopped, and I heard the guy sprinting away. I looked back at the screens to see which direction he ran in, and as soon as the officers arrived, I told them where he ran off to. After a quick look, though, they didn't follow him. The way he ran was toward a bunch of trees, and there was no way to know how dangerous the guy was, so chasing him into the dark wasn't an option. I made an official report and everything, but weeks went by and nothing was found. I don't know if he was just in a fragile state of mind from a recent passing or what, but what happened that night likely won't ever have any answers. I was living with my brother at the time in a very small two-bedroom house. It was really outdated and in a bad part of town. Both of us were saving up to move out and away from there, and thankfully we were able to a few months after this happened. At the time though, I was working overnights at a hospital and my brother worked mid-shifts at a grocery store. Because of this, we rarely saw each other for more than a quick hello or goodbye. It was my day off, and since I worked overnights, I usually tried to keep my sleep schedule the same. So I woke up at 8 p.m. and had breakfast, then greeted my brother as he came home from work. A couple hours later, he went to bed, and I stayed in the living room, watching Netflix and relaxing. Not too long into the show, a light beamed into the room from outside the front window, almost as if someone was pulling into our driveway. I got up and went over, looking out and seeing a car parked behind mine. Their lights were still on and blocking any view of who was inside. I didn't have much time to look though, because a sudden knock came at the front door. Of course, I was immediately aware of how odd this was, but even more so because it was pouring outside. When I looked out the front door, a man was standing in the rain just outside of the porch. I didn't know if this was the person from the car, and maybe he just got out really fast, or if there was someone else, but either way, I wasn't going to answer the door. I went back to the window and waited. A couple minutes later, the man by the porch walked up to the car, getting into the passenger seat, and then they backed out and drove away. I thought it was really weird, but that they must have had the wrong house. I sat back down and started watching my show again. I didn't even really give it much thought after that, and spent what I think was the next hour laying on the couch, but at some point I dozed off. I wasn't asleep for long, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, because the TV was still on and only one episode had played through of the show I was watching. I paused it and sat up, taking a sip of water and trying to shake off the sleepiness. After a moment though, I realized the rain was really loud. I turned my body and looked at the front hallway. The front door was cracked open. Feeling a rush of panic, I ran over and looked at it. I knew that I'd locked it before, so the only explanation I could think of was that my brother had woken up and gone outside for some reason. Or at least that's what I was hoping it was. In the back of my head, I was thinking about the people who showed up earlier. I closed and locked the door, then called out for my brother. The house was quiet, aside from the rain hitting the roof, and my brother didn't respond. I started walking up the staircase and looked down the hallway. The door to his room was open, which was really odd if he was still sleeping. As I got closer though, I could hear what sounded like multiple people moving around in his room. Just as I got up to the doorway, a man came running out, knocking me over and continuing down the hallway. Another man followed him, running around me and down the stairs. As I hurried to my feet, my brother came out of the room and said to call the police as he chased them down the stairs. I was dazed at everything happening so suddenly, but I did as he said as I followed behind him. The two intruders ran to the side of our house and down the road, and my brother locked everything behind them. While we waited, he said they woke him up and held a knife to him to keep him from talking. He said this all happened only a minute or so before I woke up, but when they heard me coming upstairs, they got flustered and ended up just running. They never said why they were there or what they wanted. Whether it was a planned attack on us specifically isn't known, but to me it seems like they were targeting my brother in particular, but maybe they just didn't notice me on the couch. It's hard to say. Like I said though, we moved out soon after this occurred, and after that, nothing else has happened.